Soft clawing on the back patio door made Lincoln Ivy put the steaming pan of cheesy chicken casserole down. Turning from the stove, he saw Madeline's paw lift for another series of attention-getting noises. Tap, tap, tap. Toy hamburger in mouth, tail wagging, nose smudging the glass and breath fogging the early autumn air, her sweet brown eyes zeroed in on him with unabashed excitement. Chuckling, Lincoln walked to the door. She was a beautiful Labrador retriever. Show quality. "Hey there, girl," he said in greeting after he opened the door. The dog began squeaking her toy and bounding all around him. She squeaked a tune using her jaws, her eyes playful and looking up at him. He got in a pat on her head before she trotted over to the pantry and sat, her white tail thumping the floor, whites of her eyes flashing in an upturned plea and cheeks wrinkled around the burger. "Yeah, you're adorable." He went to her and got a biscuit from the pantry. Madeline dropped the stuffed burger and chomped for the treat. "Be nice," he admonished. "Don't be such a pig." The tip of her tail wiggled faster. "Nice." He slowly brought the treat closer. Madeline's eyes blinked as though communicating her deep gratitude as she gently took the biscuit. Then she hungrily crunched away. It was devoured in seconds. The gate next door was broken, and Madeline could open the latch on his. Over the past couple months, her visits had been sporadic, but this past week they had become an everyday occurrence. She wasn't his dog. She belonged to the mean lady next door. Well, he used to think she was mean. A few things had changed recently. He crouched in front of the still-sitting dog. "You know, for having such a troublemaker for an owner, you sure are a good girl." Madeline gave him one of her white paws and stretched her head to lick him. He moved just in time to avoid a wet kiss on his mouth. "Thanks, but you're taken. I don't cheat." He scratched her ears as his doorbell rang. Right on schedule. Remy Lang was here to get her dog. Sighing, he stood and went to the door, Madeline trotting beside him. He opened the door. A siren of a redhead stood there with a humble face framed by long, wavy hair. Beautiful face. He wasn't sure if it was just him or if everyone couldn't stop staring at her whenever she came into view. She was in light blue jeans and a Stanford University sweatshirt. No makeup, but her striking green eyes didn't need any. Is Maddie here? She shifted from one foot to the other, stuffing her hands in her pockets. Awkward. She'd been a bitch when he'd first met her. He'd gone over to her house after he heard her fighting with a man. The man had hit her. Lincoln had beaten him for it, and she'd been angry. At Lincoln. Ever since then, she'd been uncomfortable in her own skin around him. She never could get away fast enough. But he always sensed her desire to blurt out an excuse for her behavior. And every time something stopped her. Fear? What was she so afraid of? He found himself wondering more and more. She stammered again, this time leaning to see around him. Madeline had gone into the kitchen and sat by the pantry again. He swung the door open wider. "Sorry, why don't you come in for a while? Maybe this time he'd get some information out of her." "Maddie," Remy called, stepping inside. The dog stayed there, tail thumping, panting happily. "Her name tag says Madeline." This was the first time he'd heard her call the dog by name. Until now, she'd only referred to Maddie as my dog, and all she ever said were things like, "sorry to have bothered you," to him, or, "come on," to her dog. Whenever he tried to talk to her, she always said she had to get going, bye, awkward and embarrassed. Why had she been angry with him for beating up the guy who'd hit her? She was afraid of that man, of course, but Lincoln wanted to know the reason. "I call her Maddie most of the time." She bent and patted her thigh, a long, lean thigh. "Come on, Maddie."
"Do you want me to fix your gate?" he asked.
"No." "Maddie!" she snapped, in a hurry to get away. The dog's ears slumped and her eyes drooped. Getting Maddie out of his house worked better when Remy waited on the front porch and he brought the dog to her. "Come here, girl," Lincoln coaxed.